Bavabasa Perktes, Mishnah Beis, Yinich Banim Ubanois. A person leaves over sons and daughters, Vitumtum, and also a Tumtum. A Tumtum is somebody that we're not sure whether he's a Zachar Nekev, it's covered up. Bizman Shanachasim Rubim, Hazacharim Dochum, also Eitzel Nekevus. When there's adequate funds for everybody, that the sons have what to inherit, and the daughters, the younger daughters, have enough to sustain themselves from that, the Zacharim would push him towards the Nekevus and say, bring us a raya that you're a Zachar. Maybe you're a Nekev and you shouldn't have any Yerusha at all. So go take from the Nekevus. And this is obviously when the Tumtum is a young child, because once the Tumtum would have been a Bagaris, if it's a Nekeva, he couldn't take like a daughter as well, because only those daughters that are under the age of Bagaris can take. So the sons would push him to the daughters. Nechasim Uwatin, Hanekevus Doichen Oso Eitzel Zacharim. And when there's not a lot of money, and the money would only go to the Nekevus, the Nekevus can push him and say, prove to us that you're a Nekeva, maybe you're a Zachar, so go take like a Zachar would take. He always has the disadvantage. Mishnah continues, Ha'omrim Teled Ishti Zachar Yitol Mana. Person says, when he has a pregnant wife, that if his wife gives birth to a male, the male will get a mana, 100 zuz. Yal de Zachar, Naitol Mana. She gives birth to a Zachar, that Zachar gets a mana. Nekeva Masayim, same thing, pregnant wife. And he says if it's a Nekeva, Nekeva will get 200. Yalda Nekeva Nekelas Masayim. Same thing, she gets the 200 zuz. Im Zachar Mana im Nekeva Masayim. If it's a Zachar, the Zachar will get a Mana. Or if it's a Nekeva, the Nekeva will get a Masayim. V'yalda Zachar Nekeva. And behold, he has twins. Even though from his Lashon it didn't sound like twins, it sounded like one or the other. Nevertheless, Zachar Neitol Mana v'Nekeva Nekelas Masayim. To Zachar, he takes a mana, and the Nekeva takes the Masayim, like the Rush explains in his Shadows of Tshuvas, Taisyantiv brings, that there's a understanding that the Das of the father would be to give, even if they're twins, even both of them at the same time. Yolda Tumtum, Einu Noto. But if it's a Tumtum, he doesn't take anything. This is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that holds that a Tumtum is a Birya Bifnei Atzma. It's not a Zachar or a Nekeva, it's a Tumtum. It's something else altogether. And therefore, he's not a Zachar Nekev, he doesn't get anything. This is different than the beginning of the Mishnah, because the beginning of the Mishnah, it's a Safek, and that's why they push each other off one or the other. It's either a Zachar or a Nekeva. Here you see that the end of the Mishnah is a different Shita, it's Rav Shmuel Gamliel that holds that a Tumtum doesn't take anything, because he holds that a Tumtum is a Birya Bifnei Atzma. Im Amar Kol Masha Teled Ishti Itol, Hareze Itol. But if he says, whatever my wife gives birth to, will take, then he does take. Vim Ein Sham Yorish Elohu, Yorish Esakol. And also, if there's nobody to Yarshan from him, he does Yarshan everything. Don't think, like the Rav says, just because he's a Birya Bifnei Atzma, he's not a Bar Yerusha. Rather, he is a Bar Yerusha, and he takes everything if he's the only one that is the inheritor.